Good evening, everyone. This is Chef Carl Cedilia, and tonight we're going to be bringing you the Chef Carl Cedilia. When it comes to food, nothing more need be said, show. And I hope you enjoy the program. We're going to be cooking, and we're going to be cooking, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Excuse me.
And this is Chef Carl Cedilia. Tonight we're cooking up vegetarian chili. Vegetarian chili for two or maybe three or who knows how many people. Yeah. Maybe a whole group full of people. Maybe a threesome.
Good, baby.
Chef Carl Cedilia. When it comes to food, nothing more need be said. I'm Chef Carl Cedilia. I want to tell you a story. Are you singing? Every man ought to know. Kill the music for a second. Just kill the music for just 5 seconds, because I got to talk to buck teeth over here. Hey, watch the buck teeth thing. Can you kill that? Kill the music, if you wouldn't mind, pal. Yeah? Well, all of a sudden, is this going to be a dance show, or this is me singing and cooking? Coach Dozier's the guy that dances. I sing.
Well, I sing as well.
No, I know you sing, Margaret, but do you also cook when you sing?
Well,
in the manner of speaking.
Hey, Frank Gray here. I can attest to the fact it cooks. Yeah, okay, it cooks. Let me just do the show, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, God.
Welcome to the Chef Carl Cedilia. When it comes to food, nothing more need be said show, yeah. Yeah, my man.
My name is Tad Bal, and I'm an assistant executive chef. And tonight, we're going to be cooking vegetarian chili with Chef Cedilia.
Yeah. All right. All you ladies up front, I want you to pay attention because tonight...
Good,
yeah,
baby.
That's right. Because tonight we're going to be cooking. We're going to be cooking like you've never seen me cook before. Hey, so it's something like this. I want to tell you a story. Every man I know. When you want a little loving, you better start real slow. She's gonna treat you the night. You're gonna feel the night.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
hey, Chef,
shut up. You're gonna feel good. Tell her that you love her.
Oh God Almighty.
What is everyone's problem? You gotta swallow that cream cheese first. Here, you see this? Oh my God, he just pulled his. If you practice my mind, swallow that. I doubt if you can, but...
Chef Cedilia, I think you need to step away from the microphone.
I'm singing a song. As a loving man.
You got a mouthful of something.
That's right. Hey, hey, yeah, hey!
Chef Cedilia, they told me to kill the music.
You touch that knob. If you touch that knob, or this knob, you know... Oh, so who's making the calls here?
I have to tell you, Chef, this is my restaurant.
I know it's your restaurant. I've been working for your tired punk ass.
Chef Cedilia, you are out of control. You started in with the show. It sounds fine. You can't sing.
Oh, and who's judging that?
Chef Cedilia, you were singing with a mouthful of it. Sounded like phlegm or drool or something.
I was saying, if you're flattened on looking.
I think, it does. It sounds like your mouth is packed with drool.
I'm singing the song Treat Her Right by Roy Head. That's what you don't like.
What?
The fact is it's called Roy Head.
I don't care what he's called. You're the one singing the song, and you sound, Margaret?
You did. It sounds like you're, if you swallow, you'll gag.
Everything with the gag and swallow and all this, all I want to do is a cooking show, and you've ruined it.
No, we have not.
Yes, you have. I'm singing this song. This is how you can.
And you can't tell that your mouth is full of drool.
It's a little bit. Give me just a little.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Chef.
All right, there, it's clear. How's that sound?
You sound good now. But when you start singing...
Look, I always have to have some kind of cream cheese or dip because I'm always testing food. You realize that?
You can't do that when you sing. Do you understand?
I'll do whatever I damn well feel like doing. If you practice my method, the ladies up front, ladies, how about this singing? Do you like this? If you practice my method, just a how you told me, you got the love of what the game.
You gotta be kidding.
What is the story? I can't sing?
No, you can't. You can't.
I could play it back for you, Chef, and you wouldn't believe it. But it sounds like you're gagging on at least a quart of drool.
Oh, man!
I think you gotta call it a night.
My name is Tad Ball, and I'm gonna do my very best to entertain you tonight as we do the Chef Carl Cedilia vegetarian chili here on the Chef Carl Cedilia. When it comes to food, nothing more need be said. I have been an executive chef assistant and a sous chef and a prep chef under Chef Carl Cedilia for quite some time.
And I gotta tell you one other thing.
Okay?
Your breath is not making it, okay? It just is not gonna, it's not gonna carry you through to the end of the night.
You're saying that I have bad breath?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Tonight we're gonna make the dumpster fire chili, vegetarian version, and I'd like to bring in as much.
Oh, wait. If you insist that you don't want me to host this, huh?
No, I don't think you can. You sound like you're choking to death. It sounds like either you have a cold, you've got some kind of acid reflux, or you've lost your mind.
I was singing a song, goddamn.
Yes, you were, sir, but well, you already know.
Okay, hold on. You think there's something wrong with the way I sing?
Not this again. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, Chef, look.
You're telling me that sounds like I've got phlegm in my throat.
Yes, it does, Chef, it does.
I don't hear it, man.
There's something wrong with you.
Hey, there's something wrong with you, Jack, that you don't recognize that I'm a great chef. I'm singing the song here. I know you. And if you don't feel I know that there's a little bit of saliva in my throat.
It's more than a little bit.
Okay, now I'm choking a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what you thought, you know.
And you'll be glad if I... Turn that down, will you?
God. Yeah, okay, there. It's turned down.
Look, I'll do this. You be my assistant. I told him he could.
Well, you don't make that call. It's my show.
Let the record show Ted Bell just pulled his zipper down, pointed, and mouthed the words, you know what, F you.
You didn't have to point that out.
No, you did not have to point that out. Well, let the record, look at this. Let the record show, he just pointed at his rear end and said the same thing. I swear to God, there is nothing sacred.
Why do you need to say that?
Because I want people to know what's going on up in here. All right?
So tonight it's vegetarian.
Tonight it's vegetarian chili. And tonight we're going to have are you still here?
Yes, if you don't mind, I own the restaurant.
Okay, Ted Bell at the record show, he's standing at the door with his arms folded across his chest, staring at me.
I haven't done a thing.
Margaret?
Yes, I'm just here, I'm just sitting. Frank's downstairs getting some drinks.
Tonight we're gonna make the dumpster fire chili vegetarian version. Now this is not vegan, which is what Mr. Hendry and a lot of people. Ted Bell just grabbed his groin, hit both of his balls, and squeezed.
God damn you.
Ted, why don't you knock it off?
I'm having some fun, do you mind?
I'm in the middle of trying to do a show, okay? Trying to promote your restaurant.
Well, go ahead. Tad Bell is here.
Yes, and I want everyone to know, Ted Bell is a great restaurateur. My name's Tad Bell, T-A-D-B-A-L. A lot of people come up to me and ask me if I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, and I asked Tad if we wouldn't mind changing his name just here.
Well, what would you like me to change it to?
I thought maybe you could change it to Cliff Hunter, something like that.
Do you mind if I do this?
Sorry.
Right now, okay, Ted Bell is whispering in Tad Bell's ear, Cliff Hunter, and they're having a conversation.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah. I guess there's no privacy with you around, huh?
If you want privacy, go into the men's room, okay? Sit on the can and play with it. God, who was that?
It was me, all right, I left.
The 350, go ahead, Ted.
Yes, we need 3 15-ounce cans of Great Northern beans, drained and rinsed.
Okay, Ted Bell just pointed at his you-know-what and said, rinse this, didn't you?
No, I did not. When he said rinsed, I went and I scratched down there.
You pointed at it.
Ted, why don't you knock it off?
Oh, come on. Go ahead.
Yes, and then we have 1/4 cup of finely chopped celery, or about one stalk, which is what I will do. That's my job as a prep chef.
Then you have 2 20-ounce cans of diced tomatoes. You drain those?
Yes, you drain the... Okay.
Yeah, there he does it again. He's pointing at his you-know-what and pretending like you're draining it. You know what? I'm going to go downstairs.
Why did you do that?
Guy can't have any laughs. Jeez. You can have all the laughs you want, Ted. Go ahead.
And then we're going to have 2 cups of Monterey Jack cheese shredded, 1 teaspoon of oregano. So really, the protein in this is going to be the Jack cheese.
Yeah, the Jack cheese. Ted Bell just mouthed Jack, S-H-I.
Am I not allowed to do anything without you squealing?
No, not on my show.
I thought you were going downstairs.
Okay, oh man. All right, so add olive oil and corn to skillet. Now, we were cooking the corn, and, yes. I have to say something. You're cooking corn?
Yes, we are.
Corn kernels.
Yes.
Okay. I got to throw the flag on that, only from the standpoint of a kernel of corn and all everything that represents.
What are you trying to say, Ted?
Excuse me, Margaret, with all due respect, I'm talking to Chef Chedilia. A kernel of corn and all that represents meaning what?
Meaning
that kernels of corn are not easily digested, and so people should be warned that,
what, they're going to see it in their bowel movement tomorrow morning?
Oh, come on.
Why did you say that?
Well, what is this guy? What are you talking about? I'm talking about the suggestibility, that's all. You guys are talking, corn kernels. I don't get it, man.
I think I understand, Chef Chowdilia, what Mr. Bell is saying.
By the way, my name is pronounced Chedilia, not Chowdilia.
I'm sorry, sir.
Go ahead.
I think he's saying that it brings to mind a kernel of corn and the rectum.
You know, I really thought we were going to do well here tonight.
Well, what's wrong?
What's wrong? Did anyone out there want to eat anything? I mean, food-wise, do you want to eat anything? Do you want to eat any food? Oh, yeah, see, they don't. Well, they don't. Because you and you...
You're pointing at me.
Yes, I am, Margaret. I'm pointing at you. All of you out there made me look like a chump. Made this program into something not so much a food show as you standing there squeezing your nuts. You know, you should watch your language. When you're working in my restaurant... No, go ahead. Let's get out of this thing. Don't forget to disconnect from reality each and every day. Take your mind and go way, way, way over there with the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. 60,000 hours of his great radio show and digital content can be yours if you subscribe today at philhenryshow.com. Get your subscription. It's called a Backstage Pass. Hold it in your hands. Go to your mom and say, "Look," and she'll pat you on the head and make a bologna sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, that ties the family in very nicely.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com is the greatest value online other than porn. It's time now for the General Galen Shaw mailbag, and then we'll get with Margaret Gray and with Chef Carl Chedilia as she attempts to help Chef Chedilia.
Well, we're going to do some singing lessons.
Some singing lessons. Dear General Shaw, can you tell us, is there any money actually in being on the radio anymore? The answer to that question is no, there isn't. Radio has found a way to exist as a music medium, primarily some news, but they've found a way to exist by not paying people a lot of money. In fact, they've cut the overhead on salaries drastically over the last 20 years. So, for instance, when you hear people on the air at Sirius XM, generally you're hearing people who are famous in other walks of life. They may be comedians, they might be politicians, they might be artists, something like this. They're not being paid any money. They're being allowed to promote their product. So what they're getting instead of money is airtime to promote themselves as comedians, as actors, as singers, and so on and so forth. This is not to say that their contribution to communications in this country is any less quality than it might be if they were being paid big money. That is just simply to say, no, they don't pay a lot of money in radio anymore. In fact, the salaries have gone down quite drastically. In fact, a lot of guys left radio and went into business for themselves, such as Mr. Henry, doing podcasts, doing voiceover, the occasional acting job, and find themselves making much, much more money than they did in their radio careers. Margaret?
Thank you
What?
Well, what? Was that all very necessary?
No, it was a letter.
From who?
It was a letter from Mr. Phil...
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry, yeah. Sorry.
Why don't you pre-read these things?
Who's saying that?
It's Chef Chedilia.
Look, don't worry about it, Chef.
Anyway, it's time now for a singing lesson that we're going to give to Chef Carl Chedilia. A singing lesson because you want to sing.
Yes, I think it would be wonderful to do on the show.
But at the same time, you're testing brie and cheeses, so there's food in your mouth.
Yes.
Well, let's go back to the song Treat Her Right by the Roy Head song you were singing during the body of the show. Just go ahead and sing the first few bars. Let me hear it.
I want to tell you a story.
Stop. Do you hear that you're not very clear there?
As people have been pointing this out to me, yes, I do.
All right. Do you think that's a pleasant thing to hear?
I don't think so, no.
So you want me to teach you how to sing clearly even though you have a mouth packed with cheese?
Yes, and you don't have to turn this into a comedy bit.
I'm not. All right, here we go. Let me have some of this. Yeah. Okay. Now, I have a mouth.
Well, it's sausage.
I have a sausage in my mouth. I want everyone out there with the filthy thoughts to just get them out of your head. My son's listening to this.
What, do you want some cheese?
No, I don't eat cheese. Let me just...
So Margaret's putting a sausage in her mouth.
You already said that.
Mm. Okay, here. I want to tell you a story. Every man I know.
You hear how I'm able to articulate?
Not really.
Well, I articulated better. You go ahead with the cheese in your mouth.
I want to tell you a story.
There. It sounded like you said every fat... I shouldn't say the word, but it sounded like you said a very insulting word. Every wants to know.
What?
That's what it sounded like.
I didn't hear that, Ms. Gray.
I didn't hear it either.
I'm not interested in what you two monkeys heard. Got it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now here's me with this thick kielbasa. Oh, Jesus. All right, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Why not?
Because they're laughing, you're laughing.
You're the one that put the sausage in your mouth.
General, you point at me with that finger one more time. I don't know where that finger's been, but you've been waving it in my face.
Where my finger's been?
Yes. Go ahead.
I want to tell you a story. Every man's out of know.
That's better, okay? Concentrate on the articulation.
Yes.
Now let's hear you with the sausage.
Never mind, you freak.
You're the one who put the sausage in your mouth. Not nobody but you.
Hey, bright boy.
All right, well, thanks so very much, Chef.
You got it.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampri Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Chef Carl Chedilia. I won't tell you a story. La, 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 la.
No, that sucks now.
It does.
Don't.
Whatever you learned, you forgot it.